Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
This is Fred Film Radio. My name is Monika Bojnici from the 11th edition of Talent Sarajevo program. I am joined here by Marko Kranovski. He's a director, part of the Talent Sarajevo, and he's going to talk about his movie Bunker. So, could you please tell me about yourself first?
Hi, I'm Marko Crnogorski. I'm from Skopje, Macedonia, graduated film director. I have done several short films, student films, and they were above 50 festivals. I have awards. So I'm now working the future film, Bunker. My plan is to present this film and promote.
And could you briefly describe the idea of this film, what it's about?
Okay, this is about the story about Father Nikola, who suffers from anthracnose amnesia. He got during an ambush head injury in the war conflict in 2001 with Albanian minorities in Macedonia, and his 16 years old son Tony. Nikola doesn't remember that he has a son and thinks he is still in the war. The situation gets worse when Nikola's wife Alexandra gets sick from cancer and dies, so nobody can explain to Nikola that he has a son and it's difficult for them to live together. So decide to live in a bunker. So Tony every morning tells the story about the attack and that they are surrounded with Albanian villages. So they need to fix the radio station and call for military backup. Nikola is busy with the radio station and Tony tells him that he goes out to find food or wait for military convoy, but he actually goes to school or unload the trucks for money. Nikola one day accidentally fixes the unfixable radio station and hears a woman's voice that he tells her about the attack and ask for military help. But the woman says to him that it's a taxi company and that the war ended 16 years ago. Nikola becomes suspicious about everything, including Tony, so he becomes very paranoid and stops sleeping. He makes a plan to escape the bunker. Tony notices that his father is becoming very difficult to take care of, so he goes to the doctor to beg him to take his father into the nursing home. But the doctor gives him very political refusal that all the empty beds are filled with a connection from Ministry of Health and he cannot help him. Nikola attacks Tony while grabbing the key from him. They fight each other and Nikola shoots Tony. He unlocks the door and sees that the bunker is an apartment. So he runs out of there, downstairs, right on the street, and he starts to remember it is his childhood street. And for a second remembers it is his son up there, but it's too late. After that, Nikola is finally hospitalized. The public is very interested about the story, so the doctor calls the media to say that he didn't know about the situation, and if he knew, he would help him. The media tells the story and reports about a son who keeps his father locked in a basement for years like an animal. So that's my storyline. Now I'm in second draft.
And how did you come up with the idea? Do you have any personal connections to it?
Yeah, I have a personal connection. And 9 years ago, my father had a rare brain seizure. We took him to the hospital and found out why the health care system is in Macedonia is worst in Europe. When we arrived in the hospital, it was chaotic, very crowded, like in some bombarded city. We could not find a doctor and nobody helps you or gives you information. They did an X-ray image, but the doctor couldn't tell us anything. Instead, he left the room and left us alone with him. He had a condition where his memory resetted every 40 seconds, and every 40 seconds he has asking where is he and what is happening to him. It was scary for me at first, but after many hours I was telling him different stories, like that we are attacked by dragons or military forces. But after 40 seconds he would forget about it all. It was funny at some point, but after a while I was scared. What if my father stayed in this situation? What will we do with him? Because we were left there alone with him the entire day. Will he receive treatment? There were so many questions, and that idea just came to me. So I realized that it is a good idea for a film about a teenage boy with a father in a similar situation. So we wrote the story, screenplay. I'm also the co-writer of the screenplay. I write this story with Jana Paunosk.
And how was the writing process? How long have you been working on this movie?
Oh, it's about 1 year and a half. The first draft, we're working like maybe 6 months and then left. and we are back again on a second draft. Mm-hmm. Now we need a third draft. So that's why I want to go in some script lab.
And besides the co-writer you mentioned, do you have any other crew members on board already?
For this film? Mm-hmm. No, it's only me and Jana. We are at the beginning now with the script.
And how do you feel the Talent Sarajevo program helped you with processing this movie?
Yes, I think it's very good for me for promotion, for project. It's very good startup for me. Sarajevo is the biggest festival in this region. So I think it would be very helpful for me to promote this project. And I also work with Selina and Gabriela, and it's very good to work with them. They are professional.
Thank you very much for joining us. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.